It's a treat from the teacher's perspective, too, because my average class size is 20 to 25.
Oh.
When I'm out on the road.
Yeah, and I don't know how you do it.
Beautiful small class size here is just a blessing. Mm-hmm. You really get to know your students.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another Grunewald Guild podcast. I'm your host, Scotty, as always, and today I am joining you on a rainy, rainy day up here at the Guild. I'm recording this outside on our new deck, and I hope you can hear the rain coming down. It is so wonderful to have this rain here. We're in a pretty dry spot. I think most of Washington is, in fact, a lot of the country is in a pretty dry drought right now, and having a couple days of good, hard rain is so refreshing, and everything is growing. It smells so wonderful up here. It just feels like the whole earth and the whole campus is getting ready for the creativity that's about ready to happen up here, and it is just a wonderful thing. If you've never been at the Guild when it's rained, especially if you've just been here in the summer, it doesn't rain very much in the summer. If you've never been here at the Guild when it's raining, it is a magical experience. All of the things that are brown and drying and the grasses that you see in the summertime are just vibrantly green and wonderful. And the smells are just fresh. And you can literally smell the plants growing in your nose. Well, they're not growing in your nose. That would be very disturbing. But they're growing outside. And it's just quite lovely. So today, I had a conversation with Tony, Sarah Jane, and Larkin, Larkin Van Horn, about our upcoming summer and some of the fun things that are going to be happening. We talk about some classes and what we're interested in. Summertime is very fast approaching, less than 5 weeks away, and summer starts on June 22nd. We have 32 classes, wonderful classes, excellent instructors. And it's going to be a really fun time. So this is just a little fun podcast to kind of hear what we're thinking about, what we're excited about for summer, and I hope you really enjoy.
As always, Scotty, we have Larkin Van Horn.
Yeah, hello.
We have Sarah Jane.
Hi there.
And we have Tony Lambiasi, our cook.
Hello.
I don't know if you can believe this or not, but summer is like 5 weeks away. Something like 5 weeks away. You know, we're just buzzing around trying to get things prepared, getting the campus ready, getting art supplies ordered, right, Sarah Jane?
Yeah.
And all that. I think it's going to be a great summer, and I'm really looking forward to it. You know, I'm always looking forward to having artists come in, having the energy around. There's such a great creative spirit that happens here at the Guild, and especially the first couple weeks of summer where everybody's fresh, everybody's ready to go, there's the excitement going on, there's some couple really cool classes. There's nothing like that, nothing else like that in the world. I just love it.
Oh, I love the way the air smells up here, but you're absolutely right. It's the interaction with other artists and involved people who are, if not on the same path that you are, traveling towards their own art.
I was looking over the signups today, and I'm in charge of ordering supplies, and so I'm always looking at how many people are in what class, and there are a lot of names on there that I don't recognize, and I'm just so excited to have a bunch of new people coming.
Like
meeting new friends, and the people that come to the Guild are so talented and interesting, and oftentimes are doing really creative things in their lives, and so it's just always such a burst of inspiration and energy that comes out of that. Mm-hmm. So, very excited about that.
Yeah. I'm glad you said that, Sarah Jane, because one of the things I was thinking of as the cook, it being my second year here, I get to sort of take part in what I was almost envious of last year, that I noticed that there's always some new people, some people who've been here a few times, and some people who've been here, coming here for decades. And so, as somebody who's coming back, I'm still definitely on the newer side, but I get to see some people that I got to know last summer, and I'm really looking forward to that. And so there's always this, you know, perpetually new people coming and people who've been around for a long time getting to reunite. I told my friend Lindsay that it's almost like getting to be a kid going to summer camp for your whole life. You know, people just keep coming back, and it's just really a great thing to witness.
Yeah. Summer camp for grown-ups. I like that.
Yeah, that's good. But, you know, it always feels a little bit to me like a little family reunion every summer. Some folks will come up for specific classes each year. Some folks just come together for whatever classes they're going to be in. It's always nice to see folks that have been coming for years and years, or just, you know, a year ago, and new folks. And I think it's really cool, too, that, you know, so many people know each other here at the Guild. But when you are new, when you're just going to come in, it doesn't take long before you're right into the mix and you feel like you've been here forever. And I've been to other places where that's not really that, doesn't have that kind of feeling where you're the new person for the whole week. And that's not very fun.
Yeah. I remember that about the very first summer that I was here. And probably within a few hours of meeting everybody that first Monday night, it was like I had just been completely embraced by the community and was a part of it and felt completely at home. It was pretty magical.
Yeah. I was thinking that maybe we could go around the room and if we happen to be teaching a class this year, maybe talk a little bit about our class. But also, you know, looking at our summer schedule for this year, 2015, what are some of the classes you're excited about? You know, and I'm very lucky that I get to start teaching the very first week. I'm teaching the Funky Firings class right away. And that class is going to be so much fun. We already know I have a couple people signed up for it. It's really going to be about experimenting. The first day, we're going to make a ton of stuff. Like, as many things as we can make in the first day, pump it out all day. And then the rest of the days in class, we are going to be building a kiln or building some sort of firing mechanism in the morning. And then in the afternoon, firing the things. And so we're going to have 5 different firings by the end of it. It's all going to be experimental. We're not exactly sure how any of this is going to turn out. We're actually going to do one firing that I've never done before. And we're going to do it for the first time with the class, so people can kind of get an idea of how to experiment, how to troubleshoot, and what you can do with clay. Because there's so much tradition and history, and there's, you know, it's there for a reason, but you can do so much more if you just kind of let go of the rules a little bit. So we're going to let go of the rules. I'm really looking forward to that.
That sounds familiar as far as letting go of the rules. I am nowhere close to being a traditional quilt maker, but that whole tradition stands behind what I do. I work with fabric. Yes, I work with some of the same materials, but I'm breaking every rule there is. And it's a gas. It's just way more fun than it probably ought to be legal. But it's fun. But you got to have that background so that you have the freedom to just jump off the cliff and see what happens.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like that you have to know the rules before you break them.
That's it.
Yeah. We're going to be breaking all kinds of rules down the shop.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. I'm teaching a class that's called Expressive Clay, and it's all focused on ceramic sculpture, which is really me going back to my roots. That's where I started as an artist in undergrad. Was sculpting mostly the human figure in clay. And I'm just really excited to share that with people. And I think I'm going to run it kind of like an open studio, so let folks come in and see where their ideas dictate, and we'll talk about which building methods are going to be best to create the projects that people want to make. And I'm just really excited about geeking out about that with some folks and sharing something that I really, really love doing.
That sounds so fun. Yeah. Sounds like a great class.
What week is that? You should
take it. Maybe I will.
Let's see. It is week 7, so August 3rd through 9th.
Right
on. Well, I'm teaching 2 classes this summer, and I can't choose which one I'm going to enjoy the most. I think I'll enjoy both of them. But I am thoroughly addicted to beadwork of any kind. And so a week of beadworking with like-minded bead nuts is going to be just way too much fun. And the other class is making a personal altar, and it can be anything. It can be just a place for meditation. It can be a place for supplication. It can be part of any kind of your personal ritual or practice. I've seen people make altars to their tomato gardens. So, you know, you could do practically anything you want to with it, but how to intentionally make it a place where you're going to stop and pay attention is the main focus of the, and we'll make some good stuff. So
that sounds like a great class. You taught that last year, right?
I did, and we had a ball.
Mm-hmm.
I had a great time.
Yeah,
people were there all day.
That's a sign of a good class.
And sometimes all night too.
And sometimes all night, yeah.
So Tony, you're not going to be able to take a class this summer because you'll be in the kitchen. But are there anything you're really looking forward to as far as making for the community this summer? Any new dishes?
Let's see. I have been trying to add some new dishes every now and then, which gives me a good excuse to go out to restaurants.
Right on.
Yeah. Nothing like a little bit of, you know, real interaction and taste testing to decide what it is that you want to do and what you like. I was happy to add sushi last year to my repertoire. I had never rolled sushi before, and so I added that. This year, I think I'm going to experiment with sushi salad for the larger groups, and it might be a little difficult to roll sushi for 40 people. So I think putting out some, you know, cut strips of nori paper and all of the accoutrements that go along with sushi, it might go over well. Something I'm
sushi
about.
Salad.
Yeah.
That
sounds interesting.
Yeah, I would definitely go after that. Nice.
Yeah, can I put in a vote for the return of that rustic Italian chicken you turned out
a
couple weeks ago?
Yes, I will definitely be doing that.
Yes,
again.
Yes.
So fresh grated Romano, I think, is one of the keys to that one, and lots of black olives.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you
never
can't go
black
wrong
olives.
With black olives.
I don't know what you did, but it was amazing.
Well, and that's the amazing thing about summer, too, is, you know, we get all these cool art classes, and we're working, and we're praying together, and then we have these awesome meals downstairs. We all get to come together, and... You know, it's so nice not to have to prepare your meals. Just mm-hmm. come in and eat this awesome food by Tony, and it makes things really run. You know, and mm-hmm. it's definitely a pivot point in the community. I mean, everybody's off doing their own things all day long, but three times a day, everybody comes together, sits around the table, and hangs out. And I really like that.
Thank you for that. I really do enjoy it. One thing I was going to add, you reminded me when. It being summertime, last year during a particularly hot week, I found a recipe for a turmeric lemonade that went over really well.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
So I think I'll be looking for a couple of new beverages also.
Nice.
Ooh, yeah. Excellent.
So, Sarah Jane, what are a couple classes that you want to highlight that you think are going to be really stand out this summer that we already haven't talked about?
Well, we've got two of our longtime guild faculty, Eloise Krabenhoff and Mickey McGrath, who are teaming up to do a course on electronic icons and illuminations. And both of them are artists who started out working in traditional media and have recently really gotten into working electronically, drawing on an iPad. And so I'm just super excited to see what comes out of that class.
So it's all going to be electronic, all on the iPad?
Yeah.
That's so cool. I have an iPad. I might have to.
You
drop
should
it
totally
it
take it. Yeah, it's all free apps that you can download, and both of them really. If you look at the artwork, they're turning out really masterful.
Yeah, I've seen some stuff. You know, Mickey McGrath on Facebook. He posts stuff all the time.
Yeah,
I think he's done on his iPad.
Yeah, I think almost everything he's posting on Facebook at this point is done electronically.
Do you do stuff on your iPad working like that?
No, I use my iPad to read my email.
That's what I have been using it for.
Yeah. I generally don't draw on anything, even paper. I just grab the scissors and the fabric and have at it.
Yeah, that's the way I am with clay, too. I try to sketch things out, and I just confuse myself.
Yeah.
I'm super excited. Unfortunately, I won't be able to take this class because I'll be teaching at the same time, but Gene Tudor is doing the Raku enameling class again. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, Gene has been coming up and teaching here at the Guild for I don't know how many years, and she's just... fantastic. And the Raku enameling, it's so cool because, you know, enameling can be a pretty nitpicky, little detail oriented process, which creates beautiful stuff. But then to throw in the Raku process, the same way that we do down in the pottery studio, but to do it on the enamels and to see all the swirls of color that that are created, that spontaneity in such a rigid medium is just amazing to see. And that's going to be a really fun class.
I'm taking that class.
You're taking that class?
I am. It's so hard on being on staff to take classes, and so I take one each summer. And it was between that and one of yours, Larkin.
No,
so but sorry,
I'll get
she
you yet.
One out.
Oh, her work's gorgeous. I don't
it
blame
is,
you.
It is.
Yeah, I love her work.
Oh, she's such a good teacher too.
Oh my gosh,
she works
and
so
a
well
sweet lady.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would take your making beads class, baubles and whatever it's called, beading and beads and baubles and
beads, buttons,
beads,
and baubles.
Buttons and baubles. Great name, oh my! And I would love to take that class, but it's the same week I'm teaching.
Well, I'll tell you a secret.
Next year,
I'm offering it again next summer.
All right,
nice.
Yeah.
Well, I would imagine. So you're teaching the personal altar class that week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd imagine there might be a little bit of crossover between those two classes. Oh, maybe some buttons or baubles might wander their way down.
Wander on down, sure.
It's been known to happen.
If some of your students are interested in making some little things, maybe send them our way.
Wander down, okay.
We can have some cross-pollination here between these classes.
We can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm also really excited. Brittany Denninger is one of our new faculty this year.
Okay.
And she was here as a participant last summer and just did some amazing writing. And when I found out that she was moving to the area and interested in teaching, we snapped her up. So the last week of summer, she is teaching a class called Writing as a Spiritual Practice. And each day they're going to look at a different kind of spiritual practice and use that to inform their writing. So I'm super excited to see what she does with that and just really thrilled to add her to our faculty this year.
Yeah. We have a couple new faculty people this year, don't we? I see Terry Valdez. Terry's been a part of the guild for a long time, but
But he's new to summer faculty, and he's a retired art teacher from Wenatchee, and I'm really excited about that class. That's the drawing techniques head to toe, and he has a bunch of really interesting kind of experimental ways to approach drawing the figure, and I'm excited to see what comes out of that class.
And then also, Trisha Stackel is coming. Yeah. She was an artist in residence here a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And, she's a felt maker. And when I first heard felt maker, I was thinking hats and things. And like, okay, that's kind of cool. But
and then you saw Trisha's
the
work.
The stuff that she does is just wild. I did not know felt making could... I mean, I'm assuming it's a lot like quilting, like in that, you know, the word
the
quilting...
The spectrum is huge.
Yeah.
Well, and Trisha does everything from like little tiny detailed jewelry up to big sculptural furniture pieces. It's just phenomenal.
Hmm.
So I think that's going to be a really fantastic class.
What week
is that?
You
can find Trisha Stackel on Facebook. I actually really recommend looking at it because her furniture is incredible.
Uh-huh.
It looks like the kind of thing that you would see perhaps in the Google headquarters, you know? Big, bold, bright colors, reds and blues and yellows, and just very... unusual lines and clean and artistic, unique, really something else. Trisha Stackel.
You know, speaking of classes that have a cute title, I might be a little bit biased, but my grandma, Ruth Sinclair, is coming out and teaching a class called, which I think this might be the best title of the whole summer, Make a Book with a Medieval Look.
Cool.
And I know that she came up with that herself, but she called me one day and said, oh, you won't believe I figured out the name for my class. Oh, but she's been coming out. I mean, she's obviously how I knew about the guild and was introduced to the guild. And she does lots of sculpture, but she's been doing all these books, these beautiful handmade books that aren't... I mean, I guess you could use them to actually write in, but they're more just about the object itself. And all with their paper clay. Or excuse me, her clay paper. I'm a ceramicist. I get those mixed up. and you can make them look like leather and emboss them and do all types of things. And that's going to be a great class.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, she's... a blast to have in the studio.
Yeah, I took her class a couple years ago, and she is an excellent, excellent teacher.
Yeah, I enjoy Ruthie a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Taken her class a couple of times.
Oh, I know. I'm also excited. A couple of longtime guild people, Jilly Sacchini and Lori Clark, are coming back this summer, and they are offering a class called Refiner's Fire, Kindling the Encaustic Flame.
Oh,
love encaustic.
Yeah. So that's exciting. I don't think we've offered encaustic in the 3.5 years now that I've been at the guild. I know there's a history of that here. But I'm just really excited to see that class coming back to us. And it'll obviously be really fun to have Jillian and Lori back as well.
Oh, yeah. That'll be great.
Yeah.
Nice. And then at the last week of summer, week 8, August 10th, Rich Kammer and Dan Oberg, our director, are the two...
The sum total of all of the directors of the guild.
Yes.
are going to be teaching a class, Sacred Sketching and Color. And I am really interested in this class. I think it's going to be a great meshing of personalities.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, getting to spend time with Rich is always a treat. And then to have Dan in there as well and guiding conversations... I'm very interested in that class. I'm not exactly sure what it's going to be, what the class is actually going to be about, and I think it's designed intentionally that way.
I think it is. I think they're waiting to see on the particular mix of participants and interests, and they're just going to take off. And the paint studio is going to be a fun place that week.
isn't that cool that, you know, we our class sizes are small enough that we can really wait and see what students we have and design and work your classes around the people that are in the studio.
I think that's so cool. That's one of the selling points that we probably don't brag on enough is our average class size is between 6 and 7 students. And where else do you get the chance to study with a really world-class artist in that intimate of a setting?
It's a treat from the teacher's perspective, too, because my average class size is 20 to 25 when I'm out on the road.
Yeah, and I don't know how you do it.
Beautiful small class size here is just a blessing. Mm-hmm. You really get to know your students. And,
You get to know your students, and you get to work side by side with them. And you know what? You have a, well, at least that I find when I have a really large class, there's no time for me to do any work. It's all just answering questions and helping people. And that's great. That's what big classes are about. But in a small class, you can work right alongside of your students. I can I can be right there with them making things. And I think that's a great way to learn. I
mean, absolutely.
Personally, that's the way I learn the best, is not being instructed, but just working alongside somebody and watching and figuring that out.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and I think in a small class, you also have students that get to know each other really well and develop relationships and get invested in each other's work. And I think that's a big part of the experience here.
I think that's why so many people keep coming back.
So there are tons of more classes than what we talked about. I mean, how many? We have
32.
32 classes coming up, which is just a huge cornucopia of ideas and choices that you could make onto the Guild. And I'm looking forward to summer starting here in just a few short weeks. And please go to our website, grunewaldguild.com. And go to events, and that we'll have all of our classes labeled there, when they're taking place, what the specifics about each class are going to be. You can sign up right there on the website. If you have any questions, you can always email the Guild. Just office@grunewaldguild.com. If you have any questions about the classes themselves, are interested in taking them, or just about the Guild themselves, or the Guild itself, we're always willing to answer questions. And,
And pretty much all of our classes are open to beginners, so if you've never painted before, or if you've never done beadwork before, if you've never touched clay before, this is a great place to give that a try, or try something new if you've always been a painter but you're interested in trying, you know, printmaking or something else. And many of our classes are open to teenagers and older elementary kids, so if you've got a child or maybe a grandchild that you'd be interested in bringing, a niece or a nephew, you can look at the class descriptions, and each one will specify the age limit for the class. Yes.
And speaking of printmaking, one of the things we forgot to mention is longtime Guild favorite faculty John Thompson is coming back and teaching this year.
Yeah, he's taken 2 summers off, and we were getting some frantic calls about, tell me you haven't gotten rid of John Thompson. We have not gotten rid of John Thompson, and we're really tickled. He's going to be back teaching printmaking 1 week, and then wood and stone carving the following week. So, and I will say those classes are filling up pretty quick, so if you're interested in studying with John this summer, go ahead and get your registration in. And we have a number of classes that are starting to fill up. So
that's great.
Yeah.
You know, and if just to throw this out there, the printing class, old school printing, week 2, you're not only going to have John Thompson in that class, but you're going to have Ruthie Sinclair in that class as well.
Wow.
And, I mean, you talk about a hoot going on in that print shop. I'm going to have to reinforce the windows so they don't blow out. So, Tony, Sarah Jane, Larkin, thank you for joining me and having this conversation.
Pleasure.
And I hope that we will see you all this summer right here at the Guild.
All right.
We'll be here.
And thank you for listening. It's always so much fun just to talk about summer and get excited about it. I know I'm just absolutely amped up for summer, and I think it's going to be great. A couple things coming up before summer. May 30th is our Legacy Luncheon right here at the Guild. This is a time to get together, honor the life of our Guild Master, Sandy Richardson, who passed away recently. And also we are going to dedicate our new sculpture garden right by the Labyrinth. We're working on it right now, trying to get it ready. We're going to have one of Sandy Richardson's sculptures there for the dedication. And it's going to be a great spot. It's going to be a good meditation area right by the Labyrinth, right by the river, in the trees. There's a hammock nearby, which is always a plus. And I think it's going to be really nice. So come and join us on May 30th. It starts at 1 o'clock. You can RSVP on the website. It's totally free. We would love to have you up here. It's going to be a nice event. Also coming up June 5th through the 6th, it's our work weekend. If you want to come up to the guild, help us out a little bit, put some sweat equity into the guild, please, we would love to have you. We are going to be working in the garden, we're going to be collecting firewood, we're going to be getting the campus ready for summer, and it's going to be a great time. It's a lot of work, but it's also a lot of fun. And usually that time in June is pretty nice. It's not super hot, but it's a good time to be working outdoors and helping the guild out quite a bit. We really appreciate that. So if you want to come up, you can RSVP on the website. You're going to have a free night that Friday. You can stay at the guild Friday the 5th. And then we're going to be working all day Saturday, and breakfast and lunch are included in that. So this is a totally free event if you want to come up and work. You know, bring gloves and tools or whatever, rakes, and just come up. It's going to be a great time, and we really like that. One other thing, if you know of a young person or any person who'd be interested in being an intern here at the Guild, we have a couple spots open, two spots for a studio tech intern, another for hospitality. If you know somebody who wants to be a part of the Guild, really wants to help out, has some time to dedicate themselves all this summer, learn about lots of how to take care of lots of art studios and work with faculty, please send them our way. We're looking for interns. It is a blast. We have had, oh, I don't know, probably 10 or 11 interns so far. Everybody's had a great experience. It's they add so much to the community, and they really help us run. So if you know of somebody or you yourself are interested in being an intern, please come on up. Don't forget to rate and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. It helps us out a ton if you do that. Leaving good reviews, subscribing, it all pushes our podcast up to the top so more people can see it, more people can hear about the Guild, and it really is a helpful thing. Again, if you have any questions about the podcast, please email me, scott@grunewaldguild.com. That's Scott, S-C-O-T-T, at G-R-U-N-E-W-A-L-D.com. And I'd love to hear your suggestions, topics that you want to hear a little bit more about. I would love to hear your feedback. All right, everybody, I hope you have a great day. I hope if it's raining where you are, you can enjoy it, and if it's sunny, you can enjoy that too.